The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. We are live down at the Dark Horse Brewery in Marshall, Michigan, and we're talking with our friend Brian Wiggs, who's the brewer here. Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Man, we were breaking down a couple of those beers that you are so, so good at turning out, and I wanted to finish with one more of your flavors here. So let's talk a little bit about this that we have in front of us. I don't think we covered that well enough before we broke there.
Just a little bit. The Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth Imperial Stout. It's one of those. We do five stouts throughout the fall and winter season, and so this is the fifth in the series, Plead the Fifth, and being a 14-15% ABV beer, it's not a joke. And so, of course, at Dark Horse, we decided what
That's
a great idea
laughing.
To throw it in bourbon barrels for a while just to see what it would do. Well, the complexity of the beer and the oak and the bourbon aromas and flavors really just go nicely with that. It's it really does well for us. You know, we limited release, and you know that this is the only place you'll be able to get that beer today or tomorrow or that kind of stuff.
So. That's probably about the fattest stout I've ever tasted. It is. That's a
P-H-A-T.
Fat beer. That's a fat beer, yes. It is. It is totally
Bob,
fat.
Bob, and I have to tell you, from a female's perspective, That's a fabulous beer. If you're not a heavy beer drinker, the color can scare you.
Yeah,
you know, it's a dark, rich looking beer. It's wonderful. It finishes nice.
Yeah,
it's a great beer.
A lot going on, like say with the malts that are in there and with the bourbon barrel aging. You know, only 3 months turns it around and makes it a totally different beer, but really enjoyable. So,
well, thanks so much.
Like
thanks so much for having us down here, and we're gonna enjoy as much of this Dark Horse beer. And kudos to you. Hats
beer.
Off.
Thank you.
And Brian Wiggs, head brewer at Dark Horse Brewery, Marshall, Michigan. You are a living legend, and it's growing. And for you're a young guy, so
yeah.
That's very good. You got a great future ahead of you. Thanks so much. I know you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, thank you guys. Enjoy the day.
All right,
thank you.
I think we're going to.
Yeah, there's a big spring smoke-off going on down here. It's April 14th, and we're kicking off the spring and summer season. You got to get down here. There's 30, 40 teams out there that are cooking. And speaking about some great cooking, we've got one of our friends on the line right now, Billy Bones. Billy, you out there?
Good morning, Bobby. How you doing today?
Hey, good to talk to you, Billy. Guess what, dude? Hey, we've got WTRX and WWCK from Flint now on our network. So we want to welcome the folks from WTRX and WWCK in Flint. And that's like right in your backyard because we're talking to Billy Bones, and he is the legend from Sanford, Michigan's living barbecue legend. And so happy to have you on the show with us.
Well, thanks for giving the shout out to my neighbors there in Flint. That's great.
We love Flint. That's right.
Merchandise goes through that town.
Flint needs a shout out. That's right. And Jop and I were talking on the way down here, and I told him you were going to be on the show, and he's all excited because he's never met you before, but he enjoys talking to you on the show. And we were talking. He asked me what we were going to talk with you about, and I said, you know, I want Billy to give us his perspective on Memphis in May and what makes Memphis barbecue what it is and why it's got this place in history.
Well, that's a tall order, that's for sure. Well, Memphis, Tennessee, a lot of it's about showbiz. I mean, there's no more showy show than on the banks of the Mississippi at the Tom Lee Park, I'm telling you. There are guys cooking inside of old abandoned Volkswagen buses and dismantled airplanes. It's quite a show.
Tell us about the flavor profiles that come out of that town. I think like a famous singer came out of that town once too, right? Hunka Hunka Burning Love.
Yeah, I think Elvis, his favorite joint down there, I think, was Porky's, which I've been in a few times, and I know after they used to close down at night, the story goes he'd go up and Porky's would let Elvis and his crew in to spend as much time as they like and as much money as they like, and they like to spend money in Memphis. That makes you mighty popular for sure.
Well, I know you've got a lot of famous musicians you've been friends with, Coco and different people in the past.
Yeah.
You've got a storied history that needs to be written down because the stories you have and the people you've associated with and the imprint you've put on the barbecue business in America is tremendous. And, you know, I'm seeing your Billy Bones sauces and rubs all over the place. So it's great stuff. And your hot sauce, I'm a total addict. Love it, that fermented hot sauce you make.
Yeah, that's you know, I'm German back there in Ancestry and Irish and a whole lot of things. But we ferment everything. And when it came time to do a hot sauce, I liked the bringing that chili flavor forward, and I couldn't seem to work out a way to do that by cooking the product. So we threw a little salt and vinegar at it and let it sit in a barrel for 30 days. By golly, that's pretty decent hot sauce.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System, and we're talking with Billy Bones. And Billy, a lot of our we're putting our show out in a bunch of new markets today, and a lot of our folks might not know the difference between like a Kansas City barbecue flavor and a Memphis flavor. Could you give us a little differentiation there between those two?
Well, possibly. You know, KCBS pretty much is the mark, and most people are familiar with that sauce. They both have a smoky background. They both have vinegar. I think the Kansas City is probably leans a little, Missouri that would be, leans more towards the molasses and the sweeter profile, whereas I think in Memphis they like they like the sweet, but I think they like a little more tangy in that direction, a little more mustard maybe in that direction. But over the years, there's a lot of great different flavors. It used to be there was a defining flavor, but I think with national competition from coast to coast in this country, that there are many hundreds of different barbecue flavors now, equally good. And they come out of Memphis, they come out of Kansas City, heck, they come out of Boston, you know.
Well, and I think you're true. Well, maybe a few of the exceptions might be Louisiana, Alabama, and Texas. They still are. They still pretty much stick quite heavily to themselves on the on their flavor profiles, especially Texas. They're pretty stubborn down there.
Well, the Texas boys, they're all about beef, you know. So you got to do the things that complement beef, and that's pepper, garlic, and salt. So if you throw a handful of chili peppers in there, you've got Texas, but you've got that flavor profile from Southern California all the way through to Arkansas. And then in Arkansas,
right,
they start mixing it up, and by the time you get
yep.
to Georgia, you see things like white barbecue sauce, you know, and,
yeah,
and some
totally
other
wrong.
Anomalies that you might not expect if you're from Texas.
Yeah. Hey, let me get a tip from you. There's several ways to keep your barbecue moist. What are your favorite methods? If somebody's doing some ribs, and let's say they don't have the great equipment like you and I have, what's a good way for them to keep their barbecue moist? What do you like to do?
Well, actually, we you know, the kind of competition we do, we're moving. I remember on a slow day in Reno last year, we moved 1,000 slabs of ribs, so keeping it moist is not a problem for us. It's keeping up is our problem.
But what methodology could you...
We were
but what methodology...
I simply, like everyone else, used a disposable aluminum pan and maybe tent a little foil over. Never steam your meat, you know. Just kind of always have a little airflow around it, warm airflow, and tent it. And you'll preserve your barbecue flavor that way. There's a great tendency to wrap it tight and steam it. And what you've done after you spent a couple hours putting all that flavor into it, you destroyed it by making it too moist.
Well, thank you so much, Billy. We're out of time, but we always appreciate talking to you. Love you like a brother, and can't wait to see you again.
Thank you. Same goes from here. I hope you have fun today. I wish I was down there having a little of that snout with you.
I wish you were too.
All right. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.